Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. The first one in my lucky dip today comes from Heather, who says, I'm 64 years old and now retired. In my working life, I found it easy to dress smart. Now I'm more dressing more casually, but I don't know where to start. I used to enjoy wearing good-fitting jeans with a smart dressy top, but the challenges of menopause has brought with it is it's more difficult to wear jeans as I no longer have the shape. As I'm only 5 foot, if I wear something to cover up my flat bum, it cuts me in two. I've been analysed as a winter in colour, and as I have a big bust, I was told to dress as a dark column. Any help would be much appreciated. So, a couple of things here. I'm not quite sure why you can't wear jeans anymore. There are honestly so many jeans that are kind of pretty much like leggings, that they have so much stretch in them that they are comfortable and can be worn by any shape. And in fact, that stretch actually often works better over different body shapes. And no reason why you can't wear a nice top with your jeans. Just because you've retired doesn't mean you have to start dressing like a slob. It's just it may be more of a t-shirty sort of top rather than something that was more of a blouse, for example. This is just a knit fabric, but it's dressier than a t-shirt, even though it's made of the same fabric that you might get a t-shirt made from. It's just a better quality knit. Got a bit of detail, something a little bit interesting. No reason. I've actually got on with a pair of jeans. I've got some jewelry on. I couldn't see that it would not be appropriate for someone who is retired, as you know, as you are. So you could do the column of colour with a large bust. You don't have to do a column of colour. Things like large scale jewellery, large scale necklaces, so above the bust, are going to help to draw attention up to your face. Don't have to do that column. And the column doesn't always have to be really dark. It depends how dark your hair is. So remembering that the ideal value, so value just means how light or dark a colour is, the ideal value of your outfit is similar to that of your hair. So particularly when you want to dress head to toe. So adding, you know, something in your hair colour is always good. So you could do a column of colour in something that kind of is in the same value or lightness or darkness as your hair colour. Now, a column is a great way in particular to make tummies disappear and to make you look taller, but it doesn't have to be an exact column either. That's one of those things. People often get very obsessed thinking it has to be an exact column. It has to be exactly the same colour top to bottom. Really, if it's just similar, that's all that matters. And it could even be a different colour. You could have, you know, a blue with a blue-based green on. So they're not so different. What we really notice is when we have a marked difference, some contrast either between the colours, so like a blue with the red on, where we really notice that they pop each other out and make each other more apparent, or if the colours are more different in value, so light and dark. But it doesn't have to be the exact column. People can get very obsessed by this kind of, you know, it's got to be exactly the same to make it work. It's really, it's just that we want to make that horizontal line where one top ends and the next one begins is less obvious. So if you have a flatter bottom and so you're looking at hiding that, this is where skirts and dresses are great. Skirts and dresses don't require the same kind of engineering as a pair of pants do. And also too is because everything just falls off it. You might find that maybe like knit dresses become your staple go-to piece of clothing if that is something that bothers you. Plus that is also a column of colour. So this is where dresses are a fantastic item. They're a column of colour. You only have to think about one thing at a time. And, you know, they are very flattering if you've got shorter legs or if you've got a flatter bottom, or there's so many different things to think of. And of course, they come in so many different shapes and sizes. So it's worthwhile figuring out what really works for you, taking some outfit photos and then comparing different outfits to see which actually really work better than others on you. And there's no reason why you can't keep wearing your nice jeans. Just you might need to find some with a bit more stretch in them because they will fit better and become more comfortable. Next question today comes from Carla, who says, my stomach with thyroid disease has gotten bigger. I don't look good in any of my clothes. I need to find clothes that don't emphasize my stomach or hips for that matter. I can no longer exercise like I used to as I have hip and back issues. I walk 3 miles a day, use light weights twice a day, eat healthy, but that stomach and hip stays the same. And this is where thyroid and other medications and things like polycystic ovary syndrome, there's all sorts of things that can create weight on our stomachs. Medications, particularly steroid medications and things, often make us put on weight through our tummy area. Menopause makes you put on weight through your tummy area. Like there's just so many things that makes tummy area weight happen, and I hear so many of you have this problem, and I know about it. It's my area that I don't love in the same way as well. So things you can do. Now, if you have a very rounded tummy, so I have had clients where the tummy becomes very rounded, and in fact, maternity clothes work really well, particularly if you haven't got extra weight on your hips and thighs. So if you've got slimmer thighs, but you've got a real tummy, do have a look in the maternity department or maternity stores. And I know this sounds kind of really odd, but if you think about it, when we are pregnant, we put on weight in our stomach. We don't necessarily put on the weight through the hips and thighs. And so this can be really good. And modern maternity clothes, if you were pregnant 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, honestly, maternity clothes have come out along in leaps and bounds. They don't look like maternity clothes used to. They fit so much better. They're often adjustable in ways that never used to happen. They're not necessarily like ugly big panels. And I used to think of them looking a bit like kind of clown suits and things like that. They were terrible back a long time ago. But maternity clothes are something you can think about. So if you've just got a protruding stomach, but you've got slim hips and thighs, do look into maternity wears for your bottoms as well. And you could also look there for tops, particularly if you have tummy and you want things to skim past. So this is an option for you. Also too, just looking for things that aren't tight. So often have things that, there are tops that come in, they're what we call trapeze style. They come in and they flow out. They are not going to cling over your tummy. So looking for things, so rather than the kind of t-shirt that just comes in and goes slim down your tummy, looking for things that are looser. Often things too, like I've got quite a few of these and I'm always collecting them when I can find them. Is there a, you know, like a double layered top where it has a slimmer inner cut, you know, tank top underneath, and then a sheer silk top over the top that is more loose. So they also, things like that, anything that's kind of got a loose sheer layer over the top can be very flattering when you have a tummy. And also things like busy patterns. I mean, I've got so many blog posts I've written about how to, you know, conceal a protruding tummy and how to deflect from your tummy. Please just go over to the blog, type the word tummy in, and you will get heaps of different strategies to try out for you. My last question today comes from Rosemary, who says, I suppose my biggest style challenge at the moment would be that, what am I going to wear? I have two wardrobes and they are completely full with no room for anything else. One wardrobe is workwear, the other is everything else. I mainly struggle with workwear. Everything I wear is just on repeat, long pants and a nice blouse, mainly floral. Every day, black or navy pants and a blouse. I have my colours done recently, so keen for other colour pants to mix things up. But I can't find any colour pants except for black or navy. I'm not a big skirt fan, but if I found a nice skirt, I'd be able to wear it as a change or a work dress, but I can't find anything suitable. And of course, air conditioning at work is terrible too, so I always have to pop on a cardigan as well, which adds to my depressing style mood. So I suppose what I'm after is help for finding things. So a couple of things to think about here. There are so many other options but black and navy for your trousers. Now, depending if you're warmer or you're cooler, you know, we have browns, we have greys, we have camels, we have beiges. There's all sorts of colors out there. You just have to start to look for them. And rather than go into just one store and search, either go into a large department store website and just search on, you know, trousers and start looking at who has trousers that are black or grey. And you can often search by colours. So maybe you're after camel or, maybe, you know, like true or brown or grey. So why not tick on those options and you'll actually find it'll bring up things that aren't black or navy. So remove black and navy from your search options. You can just go onto Google and just search up, you know, maybe it's camel trousers or camel pants. And then you can go into the shopping links tab. It'll show you a range of stuff. And then you can start diving in and you can start like going down the little rabbit holes that you will find there. So rather than just going, I'm only ever going to the stores that I know, do some research online and then find where, who's doing what. And then that can actually give you a plan to go, oh, I didn't realize they had things like that. I could go to that store or that store. So do that search online before you go into the stores. You'll probably have, you'll find it's much less energy taking. That even though it's great, you know, you need to try the pants on and all those sorts of things. It is definitely good to do that online research to find out who is, you know, currently selling pants that aren't black or navy, that are in other colours that work for you, your other neutrals, and then go out and do that shopping. But there are so many other options. You are not stuck with just black or navy for your neutrals. There are so many other sorts of colours to look for. And in fact, I've got black pants. I haven't worn them in years and years and years. And I kind of keep them as, you know, potential if I was going to a funeral sort of thing. But I really haven't worn them in an awfully long time. There are so many other colours you can wear that, you know, and they're out there. This is what very often we just don't notice they're there because we just look at the black and navy rather than looking out there. And as for being bored with your wardrobe, so A, if it's stuffed full, but you're feeling bored, you've got too many of the same sorts of things by the sound of it. And this is where it's like going, well, maybe I need a, you know, something different. Maybe it is, I'm going to look for a skirt or I'm going to look for a dress. If you do go, I prefer to wear pants and a top, that's great. But maybe it's looking for different styles of tops instead of everything being the same. And so you feel really bored. Maybe it's like going beyond a floral. A different sort of pattern, different sorts of colours. And if you've got your colour pattern and stuff, it has quite a range of things in there. Maybe it's looking for different sort of design details. So, you know, like, so looking for something that's got an interesting design detail instead of being plain, because maybe that's what it is. And also too, as far as like the cardigan, I know I have the same issue when I go places and it's cold. I always like, I need some extra layer. It doesn't have to be a cardigan. Or it, maybe it's looking for pattern cardigans. Maybe it's looking for kind of, if you don't need to wear a suit jacket, but maybe it's some sort of jacket. Maybe it's some sort of soft jacket. And there's so many more options around now where there's interesting jackets that don't look like suit jackets. There are, you know, like we can go beyond the cardigan. There's lots of other things to look for as well. So I think this is where sometimes we need to expand our horizons, in, you know, particularly when we've got contracted into that kind of, you know, sameness. And I think this is where the other thing is to go through your wardrobe and get rid of all the things that you are just really not wearing or you don't love. Sometimes we hold on to things for years and years and years. And in fact, I recently, you know, was working with a client who got rid of something that was 30 years old, still in her wardrobe and in a size she couldn't wear anymore that was, you know, from a long gone time. So this is where we hold on to stuff. Our wardrobes become packed. When they're really packed, it's much harder to actually, you know, get in there, find different option, outfit options, and actually see what we're missing or, you know, like think about things in a different way. So it is worthwhile doing a big wardrobe cull, and maybe getting an image consultant in there to help you is really good because they can help you see beyond what you are seeing in your wardrobe. And that's one of those things too, is we can get very stuck in our kind of style lane. So think of, you know, your style as a highway. I talk about this and it's got seven lanes and you can go in all the lanes, but most of us get stuck just going in one lane and then we get really bored. So this is where sometimes a reassessment is really useful. Thing to do every now and again. And this is why, you know, like working out your style recipe and other sorts of tools can help you look beyond where you are now. And one of the things too that I talk about in my outfit masterclass is how to really think about putting outfits together in a way that is authentic of you, but also is interesting. And so if that's of interest to you, go head over to my shop and you can find the outfit masterclass there. It's a couple of hours. It's got a really great workbook that really is going to help you define your style so much more and start thinking about how you put your outfits together in a way that feels authentic to you, that's going to give you confidence, but also so that, you know, you feel stylish and you look great and you are still you. Thanks so much for your questions and for watching. I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.